AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. There are now three out-of-control wildfires burning around Los Angeles.
There was boulders and debris that fell off of the mountain, off the canyon, that was on fire, that was in the middle of the road where people had to abandon their cars.
Charisse Wallace evacuated her home in Pacific Palisades. She tells the AP it all happened very quickly.
My sister called, and she's like, "Are you okay?" And at that moment, a helicopter flew over my house and just dropped water. And I was like, "Oh, it's raining." She's like, "Oh, no, it's not raining. Your neighborhood is on fire. You need to get out."
Homes have been destroyed. Crews expect fire conditions to get worse as the day goes by today around Los Angeles. Former President Jimmy Carter will continue to lie in state at the U.S. Capitol today. His remains arrived in Washington yesterday as part of state funeral rites. Mike Gosliner was at the Capitol.
I felt kind of a personal moral obligation to pay my respects to a president who was a very moral person, a very trustworthy person, and I think within my lifetime, a unique president.
A state funeral for former President Jimmy Carter will be held tomorrow. Italy says a plane with journalist Cecilia Sala, detained in Iran since December 19th, has left Tehran and is bringing her home. A federal judge in Florida temporarily blocked the release of special counsel Jack Smith's report on investigations into President-elect Donald Trump, who says it would be a fake report anyway. Gaza's health ministry says Israeli airstrikes killed at least 17 Palestinians, nearly all of them women or children. The Israeli army says it targeted militants involved in the 2023 attacks that sparked the Israel-Hamas war in Gaza. There has reportedly been recent progress in long-running ceasefire talks. This is AP News. Rescue workers are looking for survivors and victims of a powerful earthquake in a freezing high-altitude Tibet region. At least 126 people were killed near a holy city for Tibetan Buddhists.
Tents, quilts, and other relief items were being delivered to people whose homes are uninhabitable or unsafe. Temperatures fell well below freezing overnight in the western China region. The earthquake struck a city which is the traditional seat of the Panchen Lama, the second highest figure in Tibetan Buddhism, and was about 50 miles from Mount Everest and the border with Nepal. I'm Karen Shamas.
Army divers in India retrieved the body of one of at least nine miners trapped inside a flooded coal mine in a northern state. The miners became trapped Monday when water gushed in from a nearby unused mine. The divers in India will go into the mine again to continue their search operations. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.